Welcome back to episode 190. Joe, how are you doing?
I'm just fine, Tim. They're slowly unraveling the lockdown here, one ratchet at a time. And today they announced that you can open exercise facilities for one person at a time.
What?
One? Private instructors, yes. One person at a time. But it is now... it's wide open as long as you only have one person.
That's just an insult.
Well, I mean, they have like these private trainers, you know, that I guess can come in and get something done. But it is, I mean, it is, let's face it, it's insulting. You know,
couldn't they always just go to someone's house?
Yeah. The recall Newsom is, it looks like it'll go forward. The problem is just that, you know, you recall him, but then what do you replace him with? And how do you get into the political system to be able to bring someone forward that actually represents us? It's hard for me to imagine we can do that. I think it is good optics to recall Newsom. It's a way for the public to express their dissatisfaction with the lockdown. But I think beyond that, it's just window dressing.
Well, there also has to be a push to maybe subpoena the records and the data that they cite for the lockdown and for the public health crisis, because it is against the law to invoke a false public health crisis. It's fraud.
And absolutely. I mean,
malfeasance. Hold them legally and also civilly responsible for this. So that has to follow up with that. Once he's a private citizen, maybe they'll impeach him after he's removed. Like.
Right. We were talking before the show about we should start the idea of impeaching dead presidents. I think this is a great idea. I think Taft and Lincoln would be the tops of my list. Maybe Wilson, too. We should impeach Wilson. I mean, certainly the Federal Reserve hasn't worked out. So we could just keep these things going forever. And that would like give the Senate and Congress something to do other than.
That's right. Because with the impeachment of. The impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump, I said if they wanted to impeach Donald Trump again, they should have stolen the election. Right? I mean, that's...
Absolutely.
You know, if they're so hell-bent on impeaching him. So we've had this trial this week. Of course, it's a farce. The Democrats actually spliced together a tape of the events in Capitol as evidence. I mean, they selectively edited the tape, even edited the president's speech where he called for people to peacefully... march down to the Capitol, peacefully and patriotically march down the Capitol. Actually, edited that part out, and this threw together this hodgepodge of events that day to, I guess, misrepresent, to make it look like something close to something unpleasant, if not an insurrection. Congressman Swalwell, who's on the management, the House management team, who's trying to make the prosecution's case, actually. I took a tweet from some woman who belongs to some organization. I think it's Women for America First or something, where she was giving some sort of encouragement to Donald Trump when he was challenging, you know, the electoral fraud. And she used the expression or term, the Calvary is coming. And he tried to make the case that was an incitement. You know, not that it's a saying or an idiom or something. It's just laughable. I mean, I don't know how to make fun of this. I don't know how do you create satire? How do you make fun of, poke fun at something so silly? But they're doing it. I mean, and it's being treated seriously in the mainstream press. Apparently, no one seems to care in the public. The viewership is way down. No one has much interest in it. They see it as a complete waste of time.
Right, and the impeachment grounds against Trump that he was inciting insurrection and violence are. Kind of ironic, aren't they? Because as the Time magazine article trumpeting the how they organize themselves to steal the election, the left. They mentioned that that they were ready to riot if they had lost. They said that the summer uprising, I'm quoting, and had shown that people power could have a massive impact. As activists began preparing to reprise the demonstrations if Trump tried to steal the election. Election night, many of the Democrats were despairing because Trump was running ahead. But Podesta, I don't know how to pronounce it, but he's the AFL-CIO guy who he was unperturbed, saying that everything is going to be fine. And Angela Peoples, she said, look, we wanted to be mindful of when was the right time to call for moving masses of people into the streets. Now, bear in mind that this is, this is related to Antifa and Black Lives Matter. So when they talk about moving the masses into the streets, we know exactly what they're talking about, right? This isn't flowery language. There's nothing here that's unclear. They're talking about getting out there, beating people up, and breaking windows and
Yeah, it's
stuff.
real street violence, real bloodshed.
Real street violence,
Yeah.
as opposed to the horned shaman who danced around, escorted by police in the Capitol
Who, by the way,
building.
he's still in jail, although he there's no evidence of breaking, like stealing any property, breaking anything. He's being held without
I think
bond.
he's been in prison for poor fashion choices. I mean, if you just can't wear a buffalo rug if you're going to be inside. But I mean, if you've seen, I've looked at quite a bit of the video, and I mean, he was treated differently than any of the other protesters. So he was basically given a police escort.
Yes, they had that videotape.
So he has some special significance.
Yeah.
I think he's obviously just a agent provocateur.
Well, he claims he's a super soldier, so.
Yeah, but the Time magazine article is very chilling in that they're not kidding. I mean, they don't have horned shamans who can just dance around. I mean, they're talking when they talk about putting people in the streets, and we've seen what Antifa and BLM can do in the streets, and so we know when they talk about mass demonstrations. She actually says masses of people. I mean, you're talking about major violence, and yet there's no hue and cry against this group, and yet they're using this as grounds to impeach Trump. I mean, this is Trump is just being set up as a proxy for white power, which is just the term that they use to to denigrate people of European background from trying to have a legitimate representation of their majority status,
Well, it's a destruction of European culture, civilization, institutions, which is, you could call it white, I suppose, but it was one time it was considered the Western world, which is Western civilization, quite an achievement. And now what they're saying is it's just white. And of course, I think we all know the colored proxies are not in power; they're being used by a certain cabal, and that's I don't think it's I think it's pretty clear right now at this point.
Yeah, the Time magazine article that trumpeted their conspiracy to seize the election referenced Ian Bassin, and he his quote was, "Every attempt to interfere with the proper outcome of the election was defeated." So the proper outcome was the one that they had decided.
Who's that guy, Norm Eisen, who's involved like in Color Revolutions Abroad, and he was part
But anyway, so Bassin then was quoted, but it's massively important for the country to understand that it didn't happen accidentally. The system didn't work magically. Democracy is not self-executing. So I just wanted to give you a
Yes.
quote here from Ian Bassin, Jewish American guy, and just a fully wired into all of the left-wing political structure. He's the president and executive director of the Protect Democracy Project. He said that there's a term for, this is his writings, that there's a term for trying to create a structural political advantage for Republicans and non-Hispanic whites, and that term is white power. And we now know that it's been the purpose all along for adding a citizenship question to the census. He's being quoted in the Washington Post. Make no mistake, the government lawyers, appointees, and civil servants alike who are spending this weekend trying to cleanse the record of this fact and salvage this plan are employing their legal skills in the service of white power. Now, so he that you know, if you're familiar with the citizenship question to the census, right? So that we would only count citizens, because you have this,
For apportionment, yeah.
proportionate
Congressional
distribution.
representation, and yeah.
So that is, and then I thought, well, that's pretty ironic, because he's talking about how he's defeating white power. But if you look at the Time Magazine article, I was looking in it for, to see the influence of this white power, and of course they reference Bassem, a Jewish guy, and Norman, I can't pronounce, Porteritz. He's the head of the AFL-CIO, because he was one of the groups that this shadowy collection, of individuals that were able to get together. The article was written by Mary Ball, a Jewish lady, like Porteritz, the AFL-CIO guy. And then I was going, well, who know well, who's running Time Magazine? And I guess that would be, let's see, Eric Fezenthal, and he proudly has on his desk his the framed letter he keeps, written by his grandfather, who fled Nazi Germany in the 30s and made his way to Memphis. So this is their background, and then I go, well, okay, so that's the editor, and then above that, Time Warner. Ann Sarnoff, she's the chairman, and then Jerry Zucker, he's the chairman of the news where Time would be in. So I was going, well, wait a second, where is the white power here? That, can you show me where it is? Because I'm not seeing it here, and it should be here somewhere, Tim. I mean,
isn't the how about The Atlantic? That's an old WASP publication. Oh,
sure.
sorry, that was bought out a while ago by the same usual suspects. Yeah.
So anyway, this idea of white power is a very political, very potent political meme, but we've talked about this in the past. It doesn't seem to be, in fact, it just seems to be a propaganda piece. There certainly isn't any white power that's manifesting itself in the media that I can tell.
Yeah, if it was so powerful, you'd think there'd be some manifestation of it somewhere.
Yeah, if there's white power. I mean, of course, bearing in mind that we weren't even white, 60 years ago, we had our ethnicities, but somehow we got made into white. And now, if we try to have political power based on the fact that, well, there's a lot of us who are white and we have our similar point of view, I mean,
Well, here's a trick. They paint you white, or they put you in that classification, then they insult you, deprive you of your dignity, any claim to any political power or rights or interest being pursued by your government. And when then you naturally sort of, okay, then you coalesce based on that identity defensively and say, aha, there it goes, white power.
there you are. There you go again.
But I wasn't really thinking about it until you started, assaulting me or threatening me,
Yeah, but it's just the thing. I mean, I can understand mind control. I mean, ethnicities, I suppose, have a right to be aggressive. Many of the other ethnicities have to respond. But look, where would there be? I mean, they talk white power as though it's a racial. Based on racial hatred, but in fact, these people, if they were, promoting some kind of broad structure altruism, beyond
They don't,
race or
though.
power, then you could go through these guys and you'd find examples of them supporting Palestinian causes, right? But in fact, if you look into their backgrounds, every one of them is involved in all of these, Jewish organizations, which are Zionist. And so you see that there's hypocrisy. And if we don't expose hypocrisy, then you don't really have, I think, the clearest response to letter to articles like the one that Mary Ball wrote in Time magazine, where she's talking about, we saved the election, and there isn't really any idea in the article about, well, we made it a more fair voting process. All she talks about very clearly is how they subverted democracy, how they were able to, every that all the legal processes that could have benefited the Republicans were undermined, and that they had these ways of getting the mailing votes, which is basically a kind of what's called ballot harvesting, which should be illegal, right?
Well, it's implied in what she's saying and how it's done by loosening or getting rid of these restrictions. You created a rich environment or an environment that the opportunity was certainly there, and evidently that opportunity wasn't passed up.
So anyway, the article in Time magazine, that was really, it was actually bizarre, wasn't it? In that it was so clear that you wonder why would they create such an article?
Well,
But there, I think,
they did it to secure the election.
yes, indeed.
One way to fortify it. Oh, okay. You just can't rely on people voting. You got to fortify it by manipulating the process, ballot harvesting, and and also engaging in a media campaign to suppress any evidence or discussion of such fraud.
Yeah, I think that the article is kind of troubling because it's so immoral, right? It's so kind of unselfconsciously malevolent that you wonder if this isn't a kind of a new sort of just overt statements about the dictatorship that's been set up in the
Well,
United States, or the process of moving toward it.
the article is "The Secret Bipartisan History of the Shadow Campaign That Saved the 2020 Election," by Mary Ball. And if you read it, it goes, "This is the inside story of the conspiracy to save the 2020 election based on access to the group's inner workings, never before seen documents and interviews with dozens of those involved from across the political spectrum. It's a story of an unprecedented, creative, and determined campaign whose success also reveals how close the nation came to disaster. Every attempt to interfere with the proper outcome of the election was defeated," says Ian Bassin, co-founder of Protect Democracy, a nonpartisan, rule of law advocacy group. But it's massively important for the country to understand that it didn't happen accidentally. The system didn't work magically. Democracy is not self-executing. That's why the participants want the secret history of the 2020 election told, even though it sounds like a paranoid fever dream,
Well, but back up. I mean, how do you protect democracy with secret pacts between powerful organizations that manipulate the public without democracy entering into that process, right?
Yeah, a
How
well-funded
is this
cabal, as they call
protecting
it.
anything other than their self-interest?
But basically, they're admitting what Trump suspected or said was going on. Remember, they said Trump was either lying, or he himself was deluded. But they're admitting everything Trump suspected was going on here, that it was rigged. And by rigged, not just the ballot harvesting, but it's also the coordinated media campaign, which at the very least is an in-kind political contribution to the Democratic Party to the Biden-Harris ticket. Because if the media is admitting that they're coordinating the distribution or control of information to manipulate public opinion or how the public sees the two contending parties, That itself, that's like a political ad, but they're admitting this campaign, getting together with big tech to suppress, like, the New York Post story on the Hunter Biden laptop story, or and also suppressing other stories, like, I don't know, Joe Biden's unfitness to serve because he's suffering dementia. But they admit it all.
So basically, what it looks like, Tim, if you're an advocate of white power, which is basically some kind of European representation in the government, forget about it, because they now have this, or this really just out and out fascists in the true sense of the word, because big corporation is aligned with all of these government entities to destroy the vote, and then if the vote comes in your favor, they'll get rid of that anyway.
Yeah, and
So it's a
they worked to undermine existing state laws to make it easier to conduct ballot harvesting, which is that's fraud. You have Facebook meeting with so-called civil rights leaders to coordinate, get out the vote drive, spending $350 million in this effort in heavy Democratic districts, and also Facebook controlling the flow of information in the course of the campaign. I mean, it's everything that the Republicans or the Trumpist claimed was going on, yet they denied it was going on. Now they admit it and they're bragging about
Yeah, exactly right.
it. I mean, it's again the chutzpah, right?
Well, I think it's mind control. I think that they're actually sort of ready to step into a new sort of a public representation of the power, that they have. This tiny group has so much power. But they're so confident in it, and confident in their ability to control at least enough of the public to somehow make it seem that there is, in fact, some kind of basis of democracy in the country still going on. But you just couldn't possibly have an article like this if they were really worried about the media. Sort of power of European Americans. You see what I mean? This is kind of an important point, is that if there was a real fair media, other than, of course, the independent media, that's us with our enormous budget, then you couldn't do this. It would be impossible because they would get called immediately, and this would have political ramifications. In other words, this article in and of itself, what it reveals should be the grounds for the removing of the Democratic parties and that certainly the majority in the House in 2 years. I mean, just this article all just by itself should be, no one who is fair or reasonable, who understands it should want to keep these people in power any longer. But there isn't any capacity to respond, and there's no major media outlets that would not be under their
Well,
control.
you get, yeah, I mean, you take this admission of a media campaign working with corporations and big tech and social media platforms to spin this narrative or control the election or to facilitate, all this activism on the ground to secure a victory, which that's obviously what they're ballot harvesting, fraud, shenanigans, and all. They're more or less admitting that. Well, how are we to interpret other events, like the so-called insurrection and the and subsequent impeachment, which is supposed to be a response to the insurrection? I mean, was there an insurrection? Is there a multi-pronged campaign involving big tech and big media and big business to manipulate that narrative and to misinform the public so they can get the impeachment? I mean, if you did have a semblance of a real, fourth estate actually informing the public on these things, there'd be a lot of criticism not only of how Democrats and the responded to the events on January 6th, but also to this farcical impeachment. In fact, they wouldn't even do it because the only reason why I can do something as farcical as a post, as they try to impeach a private citizen, Donald Trump, is because the media has their back. They're not, why aren't they being lampooned and ridiculed for something so obviously, farcical and an abuse of power? Same thing with the comedy shows, If you listen to, there's so much rich material of hypocrisy that they could be making fun of that they're not. It just, their silence speaks volumes.
I actually made a little contribution to the exposé of the stagecraft last week. I was looking at the video, everything that was wrong about the Capitol insurrection in 21 minutes. I talked about it last week. It was brought up by Wooz News, and I was fascinated by the analysis the guy did. And so I was watching it this week, and something really sort of extraordinary caught my eye, and that is that the woman who was shot, and this is the dramatic conclusion of the whole video. She's shot, she falls back onto her giant backpack, which is clearly some kind of a pillow. She's the only one, in the crowd that has a giant pillow as a backpack, but she does, and she falls back on it. But there's a handler, someone comes up, he's got two masks on, so you can see how governmental he is. He's wearing two masks, a suit and a tie. And he moves her. He puts his right hand under her neck and he moves her about 2 feet, I think to be in a certain place for being photographed. But then he switches and he puts his left hand under his neck. So for about 30 seconds or more after she's been shot, he has his hands on her neck, on the back of her head, and then he moves and puts the other hand on. And then amazingly, he leaves her just head down on the linoleum. And for a second, you can see both of his hands, and there's no blood at all on either one of them.
Yeah,
And I pointed
that,
out that
yeah.
that's a little bit hard to swallow because
She's shot in the
she had a
neck. Yeah.
shot in the throat in such a, with such severity that she dies of it. You're going to have just not just a little blood, but tons of blood. So that was just a small contribution to what is clearly, I think, now been exposed as a fraud, a stagecraft. It's just it underlines the fact that the insurrection was designed to create a media event. If you think about it structurally, whereas 9-1-1 was to create the a false moral justification for slaughtering Muslims, I'm afraid the Capitol insurrection is going to have the same effect on for white Europeans in America. I mean, that is how I see it. It's that fake, and it seems to would have, it's troubling that it could have that same rationale.
Yeah, they have yet to identify the Capitol security guard who pulled the trigger.
Yeah, I don't know why not.
It should be a matter of public record. I mean, I don't understand why. I mean, other incidents where police officers have been involved in, suspected shootings, they're immediately identified. I don't know why this person is giving, is being given anonymity in this. It should be, because there's been no justification for the alleged shooting.
Well, the whole thing is just so absurd. I mean, notice that he's the only being that is not visible. All you see is the gun. The gun is dramatically presented, but his identity is hidden behind a door. I mean, he's the only, I mean, any other sort of angle would have caught him face on or whatever, but no, they're keeping it all just hidden, I think, for because they don't want a lot of analysis of it. They don't want this individual to have to come forward and identify himself, and who knows, he could then perhaps be tripped up, and because he's such a central character in the whole theater, so
Well, that guy, one of the impeachment managers, Raskin, the congressman, who I think he's a son of Marcus Raskin, who found the Institute for Policy Studies, a cultural Marxist
yeah.
outfit. He's one that claimed that seven people lost their lives that day. I think he's citing two suicides that occurred a few days later, allegedly, and the three who died of medical events. They haven't explained that. I did see like Capitol Police pushing people off balconies, falling 50 feet. I don't know, that's one of them. I don't know, he calls it a medical event, okay. But of course you have the one Capitol Police officer who died. First it was reported he was hit with a blunt object. Now there's no signs of blunt force trauma, and now it's like natural causes, like sick Nick is his name or something, and So that there's no clarity yet that, you think there'll be an investigation and some explanation to the public about what really happened and what's the true toll, what's the amount of destruction and all that,
Tim, it's the clown world, buddy. I mean, you'd think there'd be some like investigation into how did the Arabs do a corkscrew turn and then hit the thing square on when they'd only done a flown a Cessna? Well, I guess all we'd have to do if we wanted to do an investigation was get them to show us the films of it, because no doubt the Pentagon would have like thousands of those, right? So we can see what happened. So yeah, there's not going to be any investigation. Both political parties are in on this, and that's is a sad fact. But they both were the people who were brought in, the Trump people who thought they could help, be a voice for the people to get Pence, a backbone, whatever. They were just thrown under the bus. Sad
Yeah,
to
what
say.
is it? It's a pretext for a domestic police state, a further extension or a progression of that. Because they're trying to set the precedent where any flowery or colorful political speech can be interpreted as incitement to violence. I mentioned that the Trump's defense attorney up there ran a tape, I guess a videotape of various Democrats who have used such language in the past about fighting into the streets and all that over the course of the past couple of years. It was about 15 minutes long. Nancy Pelosi, Cory Books, that guy Raskin, she had several of that lady. What's the lady claimed she was an Indian, ran for president, the college professor from Connecticut.
Sorry.
I forget her
Yeah, I
name.
know what you're talking about.
But she's talking about
Yeah,
fight, fight.
they've all been calling for violence, of
Though, I
course.
mean, not to mention overt call for violence or justification of violence, which again is to encourage it when you do that. So it's a joke. I mean, it's a farce, it's a joke, and the media's taking it seriously. It means that the whole media establishment is a joke. But it's also a huge distraction because the whole time, the economy is still being kept down from these various lockdowns and so-called containment measures. They're running the debt. I think after this next relief bill that they pass, the national debt's going to be, I think, 30 trillion. That's by the way, that's up from 5 trillion in 2001.
They're estimating that there'll be 2 trillion in the red this year,
Yes, the running budget
and
deficit.
that's just with the overt federal. Believe me, there's all the funny money. I mean,
Yes.
it's far greater than that. The currency is obviously, heading to the edge of a cliff here, and the police state is being set up to control things after it collapses.
And all these relief bills are just further looting operations, because they'll send a pittance out, but then they'll be paying you'll get your $1,400 check, and there'll be a $100 million program in Pakistan to promote transgenderism.
Yeah, that's right.
That's
But
I mean
getting
it's.
just to finish up on that thought, I really hope that that American citizens will exchange information among themselves about how fake the insurrection was, and they will give good analysis to one another about what is the reason for the thing, and compare what the government is doing currently with the Warren Commission or the NIST report, that these are just that the investigation is trumped up in the same way that the pandemic is, that the election was. I mean, these are just one false event after another that are being fed to us with this storyline of what they what they want us to believe. But we just have to not succumb to the gaslighting, which is very crude at this point, very obvious, and continue the information revolution among ourselves. I mean, if you look at the resistance to the vaccine, and I'm getting some very good results being mentioned to me. I mean, I don't have the power to vet them concretely, but just from the word that I'm getting is that the resistance to the vaccine is far greater than the mainstream media is reporting.
Yeah, and that's why they're trying to push. That's why they're so aggressive in trying to push it, because people aren't lining up for it like they thought. A few will. I mean, like you said, they'll the few gullible will, but then they're gonna hit stiff resistance. You know.
Yeah, I think that they are kind of the low-hanging fruit is gone, and from here on out, I'm hoping that there'll be more resistance, and that this will be, an energy for the independent media to get bigger quicker, because they'll get more draconian. They'll start, you can't travel if you don't have a vaccine passport, blah blah blah. They'll do everything they can to force us into taking it. But at the same time, if the independent media does its jobs, there'll be more and more information about, well, I mean, for one thing, there's a lot of side effects when you first take the thing. I don't know what the statistics are as far as how frequently they are, but I know that there's a tremendous amount of reported pretty serious reactions to the thing. And of course, the real news that has to get out is that there just wasn't enough safety trials done over a long enough period of time to know for sure that you're not going to get an autoimmune disorder at some point downstream when you have this in your body. I mean, they're not telling us, and I don't think they can perhaps, but anyway, how long the this so-called vaccine is operative inside your body.
Well, yeah, it's gene therapy, and I think regular vaccines already cause various autoimmune disorders. That's what a lot of the allergy pandemic is. There was a time when very few children had peanut allergies. Now it's very common. So much so you can't bring a peanut butter sandwich to school anymore if you happen to be in school. By the way, now they consider school openings one day a week.
Yeah, I know. I know. That's like the exercise facilities. You get to have one person in the exercise room at a time, and then one day a week you get to go to school if you're in
And part
public
of the
school.
COVID relief boondoggle is all sort of supposed personal protection device or equipment, because now students have to have bubbles around them, or there has to be plexiglass around teachers' desks, masks. So you'll be even back in school again, but your kids will be driven insane with all the paranoia
Yeah,
that
I
they
mean, it's
created.
just unsolvable because they've got the teachers so paranoid that they won't teach in a normal way. And of course, they have all these restrictions on the schools as far as how the children have to be manipulated, supposedly to keep them safe, even though kids never get sick from the thing.
How can no one stop to think that, do you really think that just now in the year 2020 and here in 21, after, I don't know, 15, 20,000 years of known human civilization, that now we got this virus that you have to do this to for? That you can't interact with your neighbor, or you can't assemble, and because now it's the one. Because if you go throughout history, even the so-called Spanish influenza, now even Dr. Fauci said that most of the deaths were bacterial infection, nothing to do with the flu virus. And of course, the bacterial infection will be aggravated by things like masks.
Of course, and by the social conditions that are,
Yes.
damaging to your emotions and stressful. I mean, so it's
I'm
obvious
just
that
saying
this.
odds are, if virus would just randomly spew out a virus, if nature would do this, mankind would have been wiped out, centuries ago, if not, millennia ago, because just the odds are that something like this would come and wipe everyone out,
Well, I think what would have happened is we would evolve a mask over our face. Probably two of them. There would be like a, So yeah, I mean, it's just ridiculous.
I mean, when health officials predict 125,000 dead in Ireland, then they 3,700 turn up dead, which can completely normal within the normal, course of the year, normal mortality numbers. You would think, okay, these experts, I don't want to listen to these experts anymore because they contradict them. But when the CDC says in April, no reason to wear a mask, or in March of last year, and all of a sudden now they're saying you got to wear two masks, not citing any science. But they say you got to wear two masks if you are aboard a plane or something, or they're recommending it, but some sort of face covering.
Yeah, there's
Not
no
even
sign.
to explain, you wear a face covering is you still got to exhale. It's got to go somewhere. It's going to go somewhere, if not back in your mouth again, which makes you sick, but then eventually it goes out. It doesn't do anything.
I just,
You know?
the mask wearing is just, you have to shake your head and just feel sad for the people who succumb to this propaganda because it is so stupid. I mean, the breath has to go somewhere.
Yes, you have
It
to
cannot be
exhale.
kept inside forever. You have to exhale. And when you do, it's all going to get out at some point. So why do you think this is, but anyway, look, this
Well,
is.
look at states like South Dakota, North Dakota, from what I understand, identical states, identical population. North Dakota had a mask mandate, South Dakota didn't. Numbers are identical. In fact, North Dakota is a little worse because probably people are wearing masks more. Same with Florida. Now you have this in Florida, the Biden administration was considering whether to impose a domestic travel restriction on Florida. Well, I don't know if that's really legal, but again, we're way past that. Because Florida doesn't have these strict mandates. Of course, Florida is also annoying to a lot of people because they're doing very well down there.
Yeah, it's
And you
like
had this.
Sweden. It's something that they don't like to talk about because it shows that the whole draconian lockdown measures are just psychological operations to implement a slave state. I mean, there just isn't any science whatsoever. These are just glaring pieces of evidence. Florida's they're having no difference than any other state of their similar demographics.
Well, what's
It's like.
weird is Cuomo, when Trump said he might do, alluded or said he might do something like that last year, Cuomo called it illegal and unconstitutional. I agreed with him. So it just doesn't make any, there's no consistency here. Of course, you can't expect consistency in this, something like this.
Yeah.
But,
So we just
but
have
at
to
the same time,
remember.
the Biden administration has opened the floodgates to immigration again.
Yeah, because they don't have the COVID until they get here. That's the key. Till they get to Florida and then they'll have it within a few hours. I mean, look, it's really at the point, isn't it, where the wheels have come off the meme of a virus. I just am amazed. I have like family members that I talk to that actually believe it's real.
Yeah,
They're
I get that.
frustrated.
I found out like your family member was still nervous to fly. I was like,
Yeah.
does she really? I mean, is there anything new this year than last year or 5 years? No, there isn't. But only because they watch the news. They
Yeah.
watch
It's a
the you
completely
know.
fake pandemic in the sense that if there was no media coverage of and people telling them about the existence of corona, there would no be absolutely no awareness of it on the part of the public.
And the public
In
would be
LA,
marginally healthier because they wouldn't have the anxiety.
we sure. In LA, they've just been through the flu season, and it was just a typical year. Here in Santa Barbara, same thing. We have longitudinal data to indicate, well, what it's been like for the last 10 years. There's no difference.
But the suicide rate's higher because of unemployment
Yeah,
and
exactly.
depression.
Suicide rate is way higher.
Yeah.
Way higher. I don't, this is, it's going to be, I wish I could get good data on this. I've been trying to, but it's very difficult. But you're right, the suicide rate is way higher. So is the ODs. People are having drug overdose because there's so much misery. And of course, there's so much free time, and then they're always somehow able to get fentanyl into the hands of young people. It's just they can't open them up for jobs, but they can give them fentanyl.
Oh yeah, it's just like you want immigration because, as Joe Biden says, he wants the country to be more brown. At the same time, the lockdown helps again kill the middle class, which is largely white.
Yeah.
So
So,
yeah.
we're in a process of destruction of the European ethnicities, and so there's a number of elements coming at us, financial, and now legal, with all of these rules concerning hate speech and all these things. We have to continue to organize and exchange information. If we had, last week, I think the woman's name is Joy McPherson, and she posted a comment to the talk that we had last week. And she pointed out some science that if only 10% of a group has firm beliefs, that there's just it's just a tipping point, and then you have this enormous increase almost overnight. And I am sure this will happen. And I don't know where we are relative to the critical number, but just based on what the government is doing, some of the ham-handed stuff they're trying, I would bet we're getting pretty close. I honestly think that's true. I know it's a bizarre thing to say, that, well, we're close to this tipping point of the information revolution, because when you walk the streets, all you see is, mind-controlled idiots. But there are just so many people who are aware that the government is lying, that the government is a secret society. And none of these people can ever go back to believing that it's not the case. Once you've gone into, to the light, you don't go back. So we just have to, all of us have to work as hard as we can to continue to get more people aware of the fact, right? We are all soldiers in this, in a struggle for existence. No. We are soldiers. I hate to say it. I know it's kind of dramatic. But this is the truth. I mean, we are all. This is, our struggle for existence. And the way we win it is through first the information revolution. We have to have that tipping point. We have to get up to the 10% number where you have 10% of the people are just saying, I don't believe it. Don't believe CNN. Don't believe Fox. Don't believe the Republicans. Don't believe the Democrats. I don't like the secret societies that are controlling things. I don't like the groups that are in power. There is something sick and rotten, and we have to organize among ourselves, right, to try to find a way to fight back. So that's the next year. The next year is critical, because there's going to be every opportunity for us to understand that this is going on. And I think the internet will continue to be up, and while it's up, we just have to use it and use our connections into societies that already exist, like church groups. I gave I wasn't actually get, I didn't give a lecture, but I attended a Zoom meeting on another topic. It's completely separate from stuff that you and I would talk about. But the person who did the presentation, he started talking about 911 and what it meant as sort of a spiritual transformation for him, because he could see that there was, the government, no explanation was false, and this group, there's 40 people in the Zoom meeting, they all were very either believing that position or open to it, and I was really heartened by that. This is a college group, and it had nothing to do in the general topic with conspiracy, but the person who was doing the presentation, he brought this fact up, how he had been transformed spiritually by 911, and the group responded to that. And the reason they did is because so many of them are open to the idea that this was, in fact, a false flag.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you looking at this whole this past year, whether it's the declared pandemic, the false pandemic, and of course the electoral fraud, the fake election, and the fake inauguration, what is someone to make of it all? And not to mention just not the fact that these events are occurring, but they're occurring with the apparently the collusion or the connivance of all of the establishment. I'm talking about media corporations, educational institutions, and one has to I guess the lesson one takes from that is that it's all corrupt, and you can't believe
Tim,
anything they
you want
say.
a list? Just go to Mary Ball's article in Time magazine. She
She
done through all this work so we can identify exactly who's in back of all this.
Yeah, I mean, she should be, I guess she should be subpoenaed, and call as a witness, and let's see her notes, and then build a criminal case based on that. I mean, it's how does one, I mean, go back to being a quarter normie, right?
Can't.
Witness
You can't.
what's going on now. I mean, like I said, this farcical impeachment and the behavior, the antics of these representatives, whether it's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, or was it Rashida Tlaib? Did you see that thing, that special order that Nancy Pelosi approved of, where people could get up and talk about their experience as a survivor of 1-6, as they call it? Did you see that? The hyster
I mean,
Rashida Tlaib cried. And Sandy Cortez comes up, starts patting her back so she can get on camera. But she wasn't there, but she suffered trauma thinking what it would be like if she was there. She
well,
actually said
we
that.
had a this didn't the Super Bowl come to a stop so we could have a moment of silence for the guard who got shot, who turns out he didn't get shot,
No,
but.
yeah, I mean, it's all fake. Then you have that on the Jumbotron, Joe Biden and Dr. Jill next to him, telling everyone to wear a mask in a stadium full of people. If it's so bad that you have to wear a mask all the time, why is anyone even at the stadium in there? You have 22,000 fans in there. Then everyone gets on Tom Brady's case for not wearing a mask.
It's just beyond belief. But
Yeah.
look, so there, this is gaslighting. It's gaslighting in an organized form. I mean, they're trying to wreck our minds.
Yeah.
Our minds are the target. They're trying to make us crazy.
Well, that's why you had that thing in Ireland I showed you last week, that guy, David Cullen, who does Computing Forever out of Ireland, and he shows his videotapes of the Irish police touring the country, making these weird videos, where these dancing videos, as they're allowed
Yeah.
to go around the countryside, go to beaches and these various, I guess, tourist sites or landmarks, and film these awkward videos of them dancing in uniform on the beach to bad music, showing this to people. What's the function of that?
Well, they're trying to make us crazy. I mean,
Yeah.
look, they okay, so the sort of the data intellectual side just didn't work with the people who were open to the information in the independent media, right? So that the realities are just couldn't get them to get their minds back in the right place. So what's happening is this is basically insanity is the next idea. They're just trying to. I mean, I've read a lot of sociologic studies indicating that, if you just keep giving an individual incoherency, just things that make no sense, they just don't add up, eventually the person will lose his sense of what's real.
Well, then
So,
don't look for these so-called authority figures to be your benchmark to what's normal.
exactly.
I mean, obviously
Exactly.
they're malevolent. They're the crazy ones. You have no legitimacy. You have no authority. Go away. Go away. Leave this place. You've been here far too long to have done any good. It's like, no, go away. That's like last week, I think Senator Rand Paul was questioning, I guess he's going to be head of civil rights for education. Isn't that great? I think that's the position. And he was talking about men or boys playing girl sports because they identify as a girl. This is being considered seriously by the U.S. Senate and by the U.S. government, with the point where, because of Joe Biden's executive order, men, boys who claim to identify as girls can now participate in girls' sports, even access locker rooms. Now that's insane.
Well, it is, but you see, it is insane, but its point is insanity. In
Yes,
other words,
that's yes.
it is trying to create a shattered mind in the people who are paying attention to this.
Well,
I'll
here's
give
the
you a
funny
really.
thing. Here's the language. Senator Paul, I'm going by memory now. He says, he lays out the issue. He says, do you believe, because he brings the transitioning or transgendered issue, and he says this led to a situation where boys claiming to identify as the opposite sex can now participate in girls' sports, and they can swamp the girls' sports and destroy girls' sports programs because they simply cannot compete with the young men physically. which is why you've traditionally always had men and women sports separately. And the
Yeah.
guy doesn't address that problem, or even the problem of decency, where you have obviously disturbed young men accessing women's locker rooms. There's a problem there, maybe. He doesn't address that very basic question. He goes, "Well, as my job, I'll have to make sure that even those people who identify as transgendered can have access to all the full rights and privileges that we have, that our community, our society offers."
Sure.
I mean, that's.
Let me give you like a sad to say, I mean, but an even more vivid example of that. They have one transgender who has entered women's MMA fighting, mixed martial arts. And believe me, he is a contender for the title, but he has shattered two feminine skulls in the last two fights. I mean, I don't think he's killed them, but if you saw the videos or the pictures, the blood was just horrendous, and it looked to me that he'd actually cracked their skull with his blows, because feminine skulls are different than males, by the way.
Yes.
Little point of data
Well,
point there.
that's a problem with
So.
women in sports in general. They get injured a lot more often than
Right.
boys,
So you
than men.
really don't want to put 140-pound male in with 140-pound female. It isn't just that it's not fair, it's just insanely dangerous. So this is not civil rights, believe me. It has nothing to do with civil rights.
What gets
This
me is
has
why would the women
everything.
even participate within that?
Yeah, it has everything to do with the destruction of the sanity of the people who were not buying into the mind control. That's
Well,
what they're doing.
here's a problem is that people actually they actually tolerate this and they indulge it. There was a case a few years ago that the high school boy who had claimed to identify as a girl and was participating in women's wrestling, and he won the state championship, women's wrestling championship. A boy won the women's state wrestling championship. The problem with that is there are some parents who didn't like it and says, well, if I were a parent. If I were a girl down there, I wouldn't participate. I said, the program has lost its legitimacy. Break off, start your own program.
Exactly,
Parallel,
exactly.
parallel. Create a parallel program. All those resources you devote to this, stop worshiping the system, walk away from that system. It no longer deserves your allegiance, your support. It's obviously malevolent and insane. Walk away from it, start your own wrestling program. And instead of participating in it, saying, oh, isn't this horrible? No, walk away from it.
Exactly. This has been. I think that the rationale for homeschooling and for the creation of community among like-minded people, I mean, Tim, the future is bright for the independent media, brother. Trust
It
me.
is something to call, like, if I were a parent. And I would have a girl participating in some program, and that was presented to me. I would say I'd take her out. Then I'd call out the other parents.
Course.
I'd make sure for one meet, and use that one meet as a soapbox to make my point. So, are you all insane?
Yeah.
I mean,
Who will join me
who would?
in setting up a legitimate
Yeah.
program based on real human sexuality?
I mean, but that's the insane. The insane again. But look who we have as our assistant secretary of health.
Ah, right. So there it is. But again, that person is forget her name. What is our secretary of health's name? That Don Wickles with the blonde wig. I forget her name. His
Mr.
Anyway, it
What was?
doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Senior moment. But the thing is, that isn't. It's just a good example of the deliberate attempt to
Levine,
shatter
Rachel Levine.
Rachel Levine. It's just a really good example of how they're trying to shatter sanity. I mean, obviously, she is, just a bizarre human creature. It's just unbelievable but it's done for a purpose.
Well, how long before
See?
Biden appoints, Horst Secretary of Defense? No.
Well, I
It'd be
mean,
probably better job than the current one. The current one is now going through the military trying to identify right wingers.
yeah, I mean, Caligula appointed his horse a consul of I think Sicily or something, and that was one of the reasons why I think they got rid of him. So hopefully, if Biden, but you see, there's no one there to get rid of Biden. There's no one there to call Time magazine on the illegality that it is presenting as virtuous, right? No one is there to call them on it. This approach with Rachel Levine and the males smashing the skulls of the females in mixed martial art competition, with boys winning, the girls wrestling, this will cow and keep the people who are part of the belief, in the mainstream. I think it'll work for a little while longer, but it's also going to accelerate the creation of the 10% of people that will stand against it. And so we've got this year, I fully anticipate that there will be a tipping point. I absolutely believe it, that there is going to be at some point in the next 12 months that you'll see there'll be a moment when there's just the media almost will come to a stop. I mean, because you'll start to have dramatic acceleration in the number of people who are standing up against it.
Yeah, I think you might switch. The virus thing might suddenly die, go away, like terrorism did. Funny how these things never overlap. They end like a certain act has ended, and they're on to the next act. Like apparently COVID made all the terrorists go away. I guess school shootings don't occur anymore, or mass shootings. That was a different phase. But there's some talk, and you see it in the language of the World Economic Forum, where they're going to transfer over to like an environmental thing, and then you're going to have instead of a COVID lockdown, you have a climate lockdown to save the environment. And so it'll be like 2 weeks to cool the sun or something, and it'll turn into a year, because they're already establishing the, by destroying the by damaging the economy and demoralizing everybody, they're conditioning everyone to accept these things.
Yeah.
Electrical car, requirements will accept people not having car ownership anymore. What's the other thing there? Obviously not traveling, and they're citing, with the lockdown, carbon emissions have dropped significantly. We need to do this for 10 more years to meet our goal, which is actually would lead to impoverishment. The
Yeah,
restrictions
I
that
mean,
put,
all the eugenics goals are getting met.
yeah.
I mean, the Georgia Guidestones are smiling because the population is with what they've done is really heading down dramatically, even though this is all supposed to be done to protect us.
Yeah, and they're creating, and then what they do is they're destroying, the legacy economies, the small businesses, the manufacturing, and of course the surplus labor. How will they be repurposed? Well, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe Soylent Green or something, right? I mean, the surplus labor will provide the hemoglobin for the factory meat, the fake meat they're making, the lab meat.
Well, the future in that way is not bright. All of
No.
this is energy for the rebellion. It's all of this is energy for the rebellion. The people should start to see more and more clearly that we are on the chopping block. And that smiling face of the cultural Marxist who's always there with the workers' paradise, is the smile is just fake, and in back of it is the skull of death. And we're going to have to fight. We are going to have to fight for our lives
But I mean,
over.
my point, how do like the average person, who may not be that well informed, I guess, but they're seeing the antics of our political class. How does anyone take them seriously at this point? Like a Nancy Pelosi, she's, I mean, I don't, she, I think she's kind of, she's losing it too, I think. She's not just malevolent, I think she's a little batty now. She's 80 years old, for Pete's sake.
Yeah.
But why, who looks at these people for any
Well, they
leadership?
don't. I mean, it's funny. Even I think the people who are not in the independent media stage, they don't take her seriously. I think very, very few people take her seriously. The only place that she's taken seriously is within the stagecraft of the
Yeah.
media. They take her seriously. You know, they take the insurrection seriously. They take 911 seriously. Whatever they take seriously is typically just gaslighting, mind control, you
And
know.
you had the Senate, this impeachment, the presiding judge was a senator, Patrick Leahy, this aged senator, partisan guy. When, first of all, I thought for impeachment, you need the Chief Justice to preside over. That's what the Constitution calls for. So they concoct this completely extra illegal, I mean, constitutional, unconstitutional, just for the theatrics of it all.
Yeah, look, this is just stagecraft to set up a rationale for the extermination of the people that the government doesn't like, in the same way that 911 was created as the rationale to slaughter Muslims.
Yeah,
Yeah, just that
insurgents.
simple. I mean, it's the same situation. They create these moral, structures so that
It's like a
therefore
moral
we're not being.
panic. It's a hysteria, not based on any reality. It's like when Joe Biden, and he said he was talking about the events on January 6th, and he goes, "I have no doubt if most of those protesters, if there'd been a Black Lives Matter protest, it would have been a far different outcome than what occurred. I have no doubt about it." What do you mean by that? So would the Capitol Hill Police all taken a knee? Would the organizations, if there are any, that organize the march on the Capitol, would they be lavished with corporate and foundation funding? I'm thinking, what are you talking about? Because that's what I saw last summer. Black guys, so it's like, no, yeah, it would have been far different. I mean, they're living in a completely different reality. At least
Yeah.
they pretend they are. It's all, it's all for show. I don't think they actually believe it. They're not even that good
No.
actors. It's just
Yeah,
bad.
I mean, it's just look, it's gaslighting, it's mind control. We need to understand it and explain it, I think, and I'm glad we can have a discussion about it and hope people find it, of use, that the information. But not for the purpose of like getting anyone to go back and re-engage with the media so that they can like get in, I mean, the correct response to Time Magazine, the New York Times, CNN, Fox News, turn them off.
Yeah, I was reading an article
Just
by
start learning to get information only from the independent media,
well,
because
yeah,
everything
it is
else
completely
is a
useless. I mean, it really, I haven't sat back and watched like a mainstream news broadcast in years, but what I've seen, it's laughable. I mean, 10 years ago, they would have given some attempt to come across as being somewhat objective or nonpartisan. Now it's just, it's laughable. It's laughably, biased. Not even biased. Is even that's too weak of. I mean, doesn't really describe what it's like to watch it. But there was reading an article by Angelo Codevilla on the American Greatness website. He was talking about if the Republican minority in Congress were a serious opposition, they would identify the Democrats. And this is particularly in the House of Representatives. That the Pelosi and Democrats really can't really be dealt with in good faith. They're not agreeable, not agreement capable at this point. Is they should all kind of just vacate the Congress and take up a shop in a hotel down the street and create like a parallel rump Congress, and just
No,
say,
exactly right.
I can't deal with
In
them anymore. They're nuts,
the same way that Bishop Vigano should just go to send out a letter to the faithful and say, "Look, I'm sorry, but the Freemasons have taken over the hierarchy of the Roman Catholic Church. I'm leaving, and I'm setting myself up as the Pope, and I want everyone to come with me." If the Republicans, if they were actually representing the people, would do that. And because by doing it, they would start actually developing a cadre of Americans able of defending themselves. But also think of the exposure. Think of how they would, if they took that aggressive stance, how they could go after things like the stagecraft of the so-called insurrection. They could actually be strong in getting people to understand how fake the thing was. They could even take on subjects like 911, but perhaps that would be a bit far. But anyway, so that it's a great idea. Absolutely great idea. I mean, that whoever would go with them, I think, would have at least I would give them the benefit of the doubt of being legitimate.
Yeah, and that's one thing, because already with the majority, I mean, the Democrats performed very poorly in the congressional elections this year, much worse than they thought they were going to do. But it would say that they're not legitimate, and as long as they're in the majority, they're not abiding by the Constitution. Of course, that this is presuming that there's some powerful interest or group within the Republican Party that actually cares about these things, as opposed
to
isn't
working hand in hand with the Democrats to create a false dialectic, so we think there's democracy occurring.
Yeah, and that's just again this whole thing, the whole election thing, just shows that what a false opposition they are when they permitted the steal, and then they're permitting supporting the attempt to create the narrative that there was no fraud, it was all bogus, no evidence, despite the fact there was never any investigation into the evidence, nor were there any court cases. They were all thrown out on procedural grounds, but so, that's what then you break off and you form a parallel structure to these things. Same thing with
and also a structure with some real meaning.
Yeah.
The structure we have now is a waste of time. It's like the political version of the New York Times. I mean, everything about it is fake. I mean, just but so it's a question of what is the public, what information will move the public quickest to have a real capacity for resistance.
Well, I think the question is how long or even to what extent still is. Does things like the mainstream media, for how long are they going to control the narrative, or maintain the mind control of the mass of the public about these things? And how does a vocal, an irate minority, or even a plurality, if you will, if it gets that big, what agency do they have to form a coherent opposition to affect some sort of political change in the current system? Or does the system itself have to unravel to a certain point at a certain level? Maybe it reverts to the states and at the state level. You do see some resistance at the state level. There's some governors
and
that are marching level. Like the governor in Florida, who's unfortunately, he's a Zionist and he's all gung-ho on the vaccines, but he's good on lockdown stuff. And he's COVID skeptic on other things. He also proposed that law in Florida that would penalize, big tech for imposing censorship. And various states can do this. And states can also withdraw, corporate charters. There's things governments can do to act on behalf of the people to take on these corporations, which are in and of themselves, super political entities, which have to be dealt with because that's the agency by which the New World Order is being imposed now. It's not really directly through government. It's through these corporations, which we were going to talk about, which we're not probably have to wait the next week. That's
we'll wait for next week.
Yeah. But that's a whole, it's just, like Kristi Noem in South Dakota, whether it's DeSantis in Florida and some of these other governors are a little better. But some, let it revert to that level, to a more local level,
Yeah, but I mean, it's all working in the right direction. I mean, since from the day Gary Willis posted his documentation on the internet to today, it's been a straight line, just a straight line up. We don't have a day that goes by that we don't increase the people who are aware that there is something wrong with the government, that there is a secret society. And that is malevolent.
Well, think about it. Go back to September 10th, 2001 and today.
Yeah.
How many millions of Americans, realize there's something very wrong?
Yeah. And every false flag that they use for their maneuvers going forward will just add to the history, the real history of how we're being destroyed. These events don't work any longer as rationale for patriotic suicide. They don't. They only work really to increase the number of people who think that they're fake and that they're just being done to enslave us. So COVID, vaccine, it's I'm sure there are a lot of people that are being damaged by the vaccine.
Yeah, there was a interesting. Did you hear about that Mark Cuban, owner of the Dallas Mavericks?
Yeah.
He canceled but he's going to stop saying
national
anthem at the beginning of the game. Then the NBA told him he had to do it or something. There's a few days where you had the typical reaction, what you expected, right? Condemnation.
Yeah.
You know, I heard interesting commentary on this by Ramsey Paul. And he was saying he kind of agreed with Mark Cuban, but from a different perspective. And he was saying, look at America now. So the NBA really isn't an American sport. A lot of white people don't like it. It's kind of a black sport. And black people really don't see America as their country. It's just the way they look at it. You know, the black national anthem at the Super Bowl and these things. And you get all upset that they were no longer saluting the flag. And Mark Cuban himself goes, you all, you know, salute and pray to the flag. What? Pray to the flag.
Yeah.
But it's sort of his contempt for going in America. You know, he's happy to have you show up at the stadium and pay $100 for a hot dog and Coke and watch, you know, guys bounce a ball for an hour and play, you know, play $100 a ticket or whatever it costs. But anyway, make him richer. But he really has utter contempt for the public, which that he fleeces, or at least he gets the money
exactly.
from.
Exactly. And so this is just a good reason to quit paying attention to this disgust. I mean, the NBA, NFL, Lady Gaga concerts. I mean,
yes.
It's just a lump of rubbish. And you're just better off trying to form an organization of like-minded people and yourself and coming up with some ways to amuse one another, and particularly doing research. But the whole bread and circuses stuff of the New World Order, just throw it away.
Yeah.
Cuban, I'm glad he did it. I think it's great. It just gives an excuse for people to make him irrelevant. You shouldn't be interacting with this or trying to argue with him. This is a complete waste of time. Turn it off.
Yeah, hey. I mean, he's not Cuban, of course.
No.
He comes, I think, from like Russia, his family.
He's Jewish.
Jewish, came here, got rich, and he hates the country he got rich in. He really hates the country. He hates Heritage America. That's the thing, and that's the people have got to understand. But he said that don't get so upset over the flag, because the flag is a symbol, and a lot of boomers get into this with the flag and all this stuff. But the flag used to it's important if it represents something anymore. But the thing is, the fact of the matter is, your country has been taken away from you.
Yes,
and you have to
the flag is never important. It's a symbol.
Yeah.
What is important is the people.
Mm-hmm.
And the people are starting to understand that the group that is actually a living, vital country is a lot smaller than we thought it
yes.
was.
Yeah.
And it has no political power currently.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the actual fact, is that the group of that the nation that people thought they were part of is a lot smaller. And the group that they are inside of, that really are their vital nation, you know, kind of system, it has no political power.
Yeah. Instead of worrying about the flag, worry about those things, those policies.
Yeah.
Those culture, those, you know, whether it's entertainment or public policy, things that are eroding, that are causing the erosion of the country. Focus on those things, you know.
And the moral and intellectual erosion of your children and of the people that you know and of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and part of that erosion is watching stupid NBA games, for God's sakes, you know. So just turn the thing off and use the time to try to organize, try to get the information out, try to find like-minded people, and then just keep growing. We are soldiers in the information revolution. We have to get the information out.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Okay, Joe.
Tim, it's a pleasure, and we will talk again next week, okay?
Enjoy the weekend.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Thank you.